Hey, Level Up ladies, it's yours truly, Joshi, and welcome to the Level Up podcast, where I help aspiring young females level up to the boss they
high
always dreamed to be.
You from low quality experiences, and that's how Mary had a little lamb.
That man for the streets, okay?
Either you're gonna boss up or stand down, move forward or stay stuck, no failures, just lessons. The level up does not stop based on how you feel, sweetheart.
Hey girlies, welcome back to another episode on the Level Up with Joshia, the podcast with your girl Joshia. Girlies, I hope that you are tuning into yesterday's episode. Like, I posted that so late because I had to do editing and stuff, and yesterday I was really tired and I had so much stuff to do, girlies. But as we get closer and closer to, you know, just the end of the year, girlies, I just want to say thank you so much for the growth that this podcast as well as the books have been doing these past few weeks. And if you haven't tuned into the yesterday's episode, yesterday I placed a discount code for all of you, so you're able to buy the book Pass Me the Vodka, the digital copy, and you get one of the other books on my website for free. Capitalize on it, girlies, because it's going to end really soon, because I have to post something else for you. But I just want to get into something. So I have been too in situations where I had to ask myself, am I putting more effort into a situation than I need to? Am I putting too much of my energy into it? And one of the things, girlies, that I never want you to do in this dating game is chase men. I'm going to give you signs, and of course, I'm going to give you signs, and I'm going to give you tips on how to avoid this. But this episode is going to teach you on the signs to look for if you are starting to become the one who is the pursuer whilst the man is the one being the one that is chased. You don't chase men. Men that like to be chased are sassy. I will keep telling you that. The reason that I don't want you to take to chase men, and I posted a TikTok video on this, is because I want you to have advantages in dating. And when you start to chase, you get very masculine, okay? I never want to feel like I am the masculine one. And let's think about the old cartoons. Like the very old cartoons, like the Tom and Jerry cartoons. And you'll always notice, or there was a cartoon with a rabbit too. And there was like a really feminine, pretty rabbit on that cartoon. And then there was a feminine cat on Tom and Jerry. And those women, the women animals, right? You notice that there was always something about them that they always knew that they were a flirt, and they always knew that, yes, I look good. This is the mindset, girlies, I want you to get into. I want you to start knowing that I am the catch. If you don't feel like you are the catch, you're always going to get the bare minimum. So there are going to be men that like you and will pull away from you to see what you would rather do, to see if what you're saying or if you're really about that life. So I'm going to give you some signs that you're chasing a man. And if you are chasing a man, I think it's time for you to take a step back. I need you to cut your losses. There's nothing that you can do to get him to turn around and chase you, okay, by continuing to chase. So you're going to have to cut your losses, and you're going to have to go somewhere else. And if he decides to pursue you, you're going to have to come back 10 times better than before, because he probably knows that this is a game. So you might as well just cut your losses early and leave him. Number one, okay, you put more effort into him, communication, everything else, and he doesn't. Let me tell you something. If you go a mile for this man, they'll leave you a mile out, okay? So it's very obvious if you notice, if you have to sit down and ask yourself, am I the one who always initiating the conversation? Am I the one who's always initiating a date? Am I the one who's trying to give suggestions? Because let me tell you something, if I have to suggest to you, even though this is a tactic that women use when we want to get men to do stuff without us directly saying it, right? But if I am the one that always has to make the effort, I am already inside masculine. Okay, these are the men that allow you to make sacrifices for them, but they will never do it for you. If you find yourself sacrificing your time, your money, and your energy more often than this man, you are the pursuer. Okay, you keep going hard for him and he is still giving you the bare minimum. It's bullshit. Okay, it's just plain straight up, it's just bullshit. And I've been in predicaments like that. For years, I was with a man that I've never gotten anything for my birthday, but I gave him gifts for his birthday. He never took my birthday serious, and I did. But I always took his birthday serious. I can never recall getting a gift from him. And the one time that I got a gift, I went half and half with him for it. That make any sense? That sound like that make any sense? anytime that you are putting more effort. And this is why when I pulled back, I could have never got him to change his mindset towards me, because I have already discounted my rate. I discounted my race. The only thing I could have done was leave that man. And when I spin the block with him, I could have not got him to change. He changed for a season. And then he went back to this original ways, because that is what he was comfortable with when he met me. And it would have been too much energy to actually change it. Now, yes, I may have changed as a female. Not me. I have changed as a woman. But I know because of the past, I cannot ever be with a man like him. I cannot. So, at the end of the day, if you're putting more effort and he still is giving you bare minimum, you are chasing him. Number two, I might use the whole gift analogy. You buy gifts. I'm buying no man no gift. I'm not buying no man no gift. That is not my man. You will not get any type of gift from me within the dating process. And I mean that. And I'm not doing it because I ain't got the money like that. Because, baby, I could buy you the 2K. I could buy you the 2K, baby. I could buy you the PlayStation. But at the end of the day, I don't want our dynamic to be built on what I can do for you. Now, if you is my man and we are well together and you have made a major investment in me, okay, then we can start to talk about me buying you gifts. But if you are the one that is continuously buying gifts and you got to sit and think the last time this man buy you a gift, you are the chaser. You are the one that is being the pursuer and he is not chasing you. So the first thing is you are putting more effort than him. The second thing is you are the one buying gifts. Men show love by things they spend on for you. These men know that. Broke men and sassy men tell you that, hey, oh, no, you is a broke guy because you can't do this. You want, no, ain't nobody never said, sir, that the sassy man sit in the friggin' back. Okay, we never said that we didn't want to buy men gifts, but we ain't buying men gifts and they ain't buying us none, and we definitely ain't doing it in the dating process. Men love to spend on women that they like. Even the ones that are bad with multiple women, the spendy whores, they like to spend on women that they like. So when you see a man in about to spend no money on you, girl, keep it pushing, because you're chasing him and he is never going to turn around and chase you. Number three, okay? You are the one that's doing all the calling and texting. Let me tell you all now, and I said it in my TikTok video, and I can say it again. You don't call me, I don't call you. And even if, let's say you have let's say, for example, because these men love to play games. Remember, I say these the men who play Call of Duty. If a man then decides that, okay, he decides to pull back for some reason, I'm going to reach out to you once. And if I notice that you don't want to continue that conversation, or you don't want to continue to communicate with me in the way that you used to, I just don't care. I personally just would not care. You just would not care for me. Because what I'm not going to do is aid sassy man behavior. What I'm not going to do, hey, sweet girl, sweetie pie, because that's what you're acting like. I'm not going to be the one doing all the calling and texting, because clearly you don't want to see me. If you don't want to put the effort into seeing me, somebody else will. Another big mish will. That's my whole mindset. Why are you the one doing all the texting and calling? Don't let you don't answer me back. You go an hour without answering me back. You better go a day without hearing from me. You don't answer me back, you will not hear from me 40 days and 40 nights. And that's just how it is. But I'm going to continue living my life. And girlies, this is the mindset that you need to develop in as time goes on, girlies, okay? Not chasing men. It comes from a place of self-respect for yourself. You are the woman. You are the one that's supposed to be chased. It will never change. Get out of your mindset that you are being selfish by being the one that is not putting an effort. Frig, listen to me. Fuck these sassy man feelings. Forget. Like, stop trying to accommodate men. Men are put there to accommodate you. And especially if you can do these things for yourself. If you could look at yourself in the mirror and you could be like, you's a bad bitch, and you could talk to yourself and you could have pep talks with yourself and you can buy yourself. Because why the frig you wasting? Why are you spending double to go do it for a man? Make it make sense. Number four, that you are the one that is chasing. And let me tell you something. Stop double texting. I don't double text. If I send you a message and you ignore that message, I'm not going to double back and pick up where I left off. Okay? I'm not going to do it. So stop double texting. Stop doing it. You're looking pathetic to these men. If you keep doing it, every single time you the one do one, any single time that you are doing one of these things that I list off on this list, girlies, anytime you are a woman that is doing that, you add to your clown regalia. That's what you're doing. You're adding to your clown regalia. You might as well. So when you decide to say, I'm going to chase him and I'm going to put more effort, get the red friggin' wig, okay? Then when you decide that I'm going to be the one buying him gifts before he buy me gifts, get your big red nose, okay? When you're going to be the one that is deciding that, hey, oh, I'm going to be the one that's going to keep calling and texting and double texting, you know what, bitch? Go and get your big red clown shoes, because that's what you're doing. You're every single time you do one of these things, you're putting on more clown regalia. And then by the time you look in the mirror and he looks at you, you're a full-blown clown. Okay? Ain't nobody gonna tell it to you like that, but I'm gonna do it. Because I used to be a clown too, and it took me a while to undress. And then when you undress your clown ways, then you gotta throw the clown costume in the garbage. So after you unclown yourself, throw it in the garbage. Throw it in the garbage. Number four, you are the one who initiates the conversations. And when I say this, now texting and calling and communicating is two different things. When I say initiate the conversations, you are the one that is trying to build substantial connections. That's what I mean. So you will notice that in these conversations with this man, it's just a high and by. It is never nothing deep. It is never somebody never trying to get on a level with you. Let me tell you something, girlies. When you see men deliberately don't want to have those type of deep conversations with you, they are not interested in getting to know you. They are playing games. Okay, if you are the one that always has to try build up a conversation of substance because you are getting tired of the what are you doing, how was your day, good night and good morning text messages and calls, it is because there's nothing there. He chooses to keep it there. He is deliberately keeping it at that particular level because he doesn't want to get attached to you. And then you go in overdrive. You might as well go and get the necktie. Matter of fact, you are such a clown. It is such a clown that it is a killer clown at this point. Go and get the freaking red balloon and hold it up the next time you decide to talk, but you're trying to build conversations with a man. Men are naturally interested in women that they like. This is why you remain mysterious. Mysterious women don't initiate conversations and they don't explain themselves. You don't get it then, sweetheart, then bye. Number five, you are the one chasing when you are the one always get left on red. You leave me on red, I will leave you on red too. How about that? What to do? How about that? Catch me outside, because that's where I'm going to be. After I get left on red, I am outside. Catch me outside. Because why are you... Okay, there are times it's going to happen because real men that get into the money, right? They're going to be busy. And then some days, they're not going to answer right back, but they're going to still explain themselves or they're still going to call. If you was the one always sending text message and he leaving you on red, well, what you sending more text message for? Once you leave me on red once, there's a 14 business day rule with me. You just don't have for me 14 business days. And then if you want to keep this on, we can go 40 days and 40 nights. Let it rain and let it pour outside, since that's what you want to do. Okay? Because you would be in the chaser. And I know many of you can resonate with this because many of you are doing it, because I used to do it too. That's why I can tell you about this. Now, this is the big one that you know you was the one who chasing the man and he ain't chasing you. When you have to ask the man, what are we? When you have to ask the man, what are we? Go get the bicycle now at this point. Because you was a clown, dead on the ride. That's what you is. Go get the bicycle, man. Go on the bicycle. If you have to ask the man, what are we? I've never asked men. Let me tell you something. When I started to catch sense in this game, I stopped asking, what are we? Matter of fact, I am the one saying, we don't go. And they get mad. So when I tell them that, they are now put in a place where they have to show me that we together. Oh, we don't go together. What mantra I come in and I say, we don't go though. We don't go. I went and I did something of my own, and then I told them what I did afterwards, right? It was some type of plans I made for myself. The man tell me, say, if why did that X, Y, and Z? Because I say, we don't go. See, that is the problem, Joshua. You're acting like you're still saying, yes, I am. Yes, I am. And you know what that man said? We're going to go on 3 dates, Joshua. Okay? The first one, I'm going to pick where we go. The second one, you can pick where we go. And then the third one, we can pick together where we want to go. And then we're going to have to make a decision if we're going to be together. Energy. Friggin' energy. Because see, what you ain't going to do is have me out here asking that. Because until you tell me that we go, until you tell me that we are in a committed relationship and we have that conversation, we don't go. I'm single. And I'm going to act how I feel. Okay? Every time I start to act how I feel, men start to start explaining themselves. It works. It works. Like one time, this man just gone, you know, he disappeared for a couple of days. The next time I open up my phone, I have a long text message explaining why. I ain't had to prompt him or ask him, and he knows that life was still going on. He had to explain himself. One time he gets so mad, he's like, Joshia, me and you are going to be together. And I laughed and he said, well, mother freeze, I being serious with this woman as well as that. No, that's what you have to do, girlies. Anytime a man is sure about you, he will never leave you with doubts. He will always keep giving you reassurance. You have to reassure me. I am the woman that you are going to reassure every single opportunity that you have, or else you get replaced on the roster. Any single time you have to ask the man, what are we? you're just going to get me upset. If you have to ask a man that, y'all are nothing. That is the answer. Okay? That means you're giving a man, boyfriend, and husband privileges who has no intentions of making you a girlfriend or a wife. Okay? And on top of that, I have an episode on why men don't make you girlfriends or wives. I have a whole episode on my podcast about that. So girlies, if you ever find yourself confused, you better go stand next to another friggin' man, y'all. Go stand next to another man if you confused. Anytime, let me tell you something, it's okay to be in your feelings, because some days I've had my days where I like somebody and then you know what, it don't work out how I wanted to and I in my feelings. But I can tell you something, like I said, the secret formula, like the Krabby Patty secret formula, if you go and start figuring out how to make some money, and you go and you figure out how you can get your waist just an inch smaller, and you worry about how you want to get your ass fatter, and you worry about how you want to get this next degree, when you start to focus on yourself, you don't give a shit what you are to a man. Okay? Now, moving on. Number 7. You are always the one asking to see him. Hey! Move out my way! Let me drink some water. You asking to see him? You won't even need no bicycle at this point. I don't even know what to get you now. I don't even know what to put you in. You must even need now a scooter. You know, the scooter would just kick with one foot to keep going. That's what you need, because we ain't putting you on no motor scooter, since you want to be that kind of clown. So you are definitely into clown territory if you asking the man to see you. Who? You listen to me. There is a clip with Lotto. There's a clip with Lotto where Lotto say to, what do you mean pull up? Do I look like a pull up type bitch? Listen to me. Any man ever tell me pull up will never see me. He'll think I catfishing. He'll think I a catfish on the internet. Because you will never see me pull up. You are making arrangements to see me? Girl, get the flicking scooter. Because that's what I'm going to put you on and push you right in the ocean to a foolishness. Anytime you like somebody, you're going to want to see them. Even if it's a long distance thing, because I have done a long distance dynamic, and that person planned, like that person has planned for me, you know, to make sure that I see them. So at the end of the day, girlies, it doesn't matter the distance, especially if you want to see him rock with the person. Why are you in the same city, the same country, the same community with a person and you can't see them and you asking them? You know what? I'm not even going to run on. Clearly, if you asking a man to see you, and that means you are not desirable enough for him to come out of his way to see you. That's all that means. Number 8, you tolerate and accept everything a man does. That's when you know you're the one with chasing the man. It will be no disrespect around here. I tell a man before that I'm talking to, this is the mob. Because I work by a mob code. Okay? And disrespect is the highest form of disrespect for me. Yeah, I said it, I said that. I don't take respect. Playing with my respect is, I don't take that lightly. This is the mob. This is the mob. So everything with me is like family ties, right? And I let men know that. Okay, so at any point, if you feel like you can play in my face, you better be scared of me. I want my man be so scared of me, right, that even if he does something, I never find out. Because guess what? there are going to be times that these men do stuff girlies, and this is a conversation for the older generation of woman. Older woman, teach me this. There are going to be times you won't never know. Right? You won't know that he care a woman lunch. Even though he ain't have nothing to do with her, because men a little stupid like that. They'll go and care somebody lunch and don't know that woman like him. Alright? They'll never tell you that. Etc. This big woman, we talking now. This real talk. But if you have to accept everything a man does to you, you have to accept him not wanting to see you. You have to accept being left unread. You have to accept not getting attention. You have to accept going days without him talking to you. You have to accept not getting dates. You have to accept not being acknowledged as a woman and as a human being. Friggin' just push the frig out. You are gonna, anytime you assume any of these actions, you are automatically put in the race as the chaser and the pursuer, which should never be. Because anytime you are the chaser and the pursuer, you lose your edge of seduction. Remember, courting is the man's job, seducing is yours. I have a whole chapter in Pass Me the Vodka on the difference between courting and seduction. When you're doing more courting actions, you are more masculine in the dating process. When you are doing more seduction, when you're doing more seducing, you are now more feminine. Okay, girly is number 9. You are the one that's always complimenting him and gassing him up. Let me tell you something, my man has to be my biggest cheerleader, and I'm going to be my cheerleader for my man. Like, if I have to get to a point like Young Miami with the sign saying go poppy, I will do that for my man. But I will only do that for a man that does it for me constantly or consistently, because you can't do it every day. But when I need it the most, that's when he does it. Girlies, I'm telling you this because many of you always, y'all stay yassing up these men. Y'all stay yassing up these men. Y'all go into the fight, use the best hit up, right? And you go into the fight, you stay yassing up these men. You stay yassing him up, and he wouldn't even like your picture, girl. He wouldn't even like your picture. They'll let alone repost you, because you done as a clown. Why would I put a clown on my story? Why would I repost a clown? He don't even like your pictures. He don't compliment you. He don't encourage you. He don't do that. Clown. Chaser. Anytime, let me tell you, you know how I stay with a clown territory. Anytime I feel like I'm doing too much chasing, I know clown territory is right around the corner. That's what is keeping me from being a clown. Okay? So anytime you've noticed that you are the one always complimenting him, encouraging him, and he doesn't do the same for you, you are the chaser. You are the chaser. And then, girlies, last but not least, girlies, and I'm also going to give you a bonus because you know I love to give bonus. You try to get this man to commit. Let me tell you something. Anytime you see a woman starting to ask a man, what are we? You signal in a man's mind, you want commitment. The illusion of dating is to make men feel that they have won out of all the dating candidates. This is what is going to keep him pursuing you after he even gets you. When you give signals, girlies, that make men feel as if that you really want something, you have shown, even though he's not an enemy, but we're going to use that as an analogy, you show your enemy your hand. So what you have done to yourself is that you've shown your hand too early, and he's going to capitalize on that, because now that is a weakness. In dating, girlies, you never show men your weakness. You never show men your weakness. It's okay to be soft. It's okay to be open with him. But ain't nobody can know my weakness, because my weakness could kill me. This is the art of war. Y'all need to go read the book, The Art of War. And you need to go read the 48 Laws of Power. There are certain things you just don't let people know. You never let people know your weaknesses, but you don't let them know your strengths. Let your strengths show through your actions where they try to figure it out, but I would never tell somebody where my strength is. I will never show a man that I am dating my weaknesses. And when you show a man that you want him to commit, he already done knows that you have low self-esteem. Because in any woman that is a high-value woman, and I learned this from other high-value women, when men don't commit, they move on. They don't explain. They don't ask you to do a shit. They move on. This is free game that I'm giving you, that the OGs that are now in their 50s and 60s would have men building house for them from with their hands, because my Grammys, them had man building house for them with their bare hands. Okay? The real OGs, they will tell you that. If you make a man feel like commitment is the best thing that you want from him, he will dangle commitment in front of your face because he knows that's the best thing that you want, and you will never get the other things that are just as good. You will never get the dates. You will never get the flowers. You will never get nothing. You always leave a man in suspense. Because when you leave him in suspense, you leave him in suspension. And when you are in suspension, you don't get to know what goes on the outside. That is why you have to keep men in suspense. Okay? This is why I'm telling you, girlies, the minute men know you hot up for commitment, girl, you might as well say goodbye to steak. Because all you can get for it is peanuts like an elephant. He's going to burst you with peanuts. I think he's going to burst you with peanuts. Okay, you never give men, never give, even though you know that you want that, you always give the illusion that I want to have fun. And you have to be so thrilled for me that I want to stop having fun to settle down with you. But if not, I'm going to go there, find a big niche. You never let men know commitment is the only thing on the table. This is why, girlies, I tell y'all, keep being focused. Because when you are focused, men know you want other things in life. When you are focused, you focus after purpose. So you know you're looking for purpose in life. When you focus on the money, you know you focus on getting the money. When you're in the gym, you know you focus on health. So at the end of the day, when men see you doing these things, they cannot pinpoint whether or not you really want a relationship or not, because you so focused on other stuff. And he knows the end results of most of these things. When you make it your only mission to get a man to commit to you, you will never get him to commit. Free game. Okay? I never asked no man to be exclusive with me. So that's why, men, and let me tell you something, girlies, free game again. When you never pressure men to be exclusive with you, they can talk. They can tell you about they lying up in their roster, and you can find out more information. A man was trying to figure out for the longest. He would say things, and you have to be listening. One guy that I was dating, he said this, you know. He said, I don't think you want me, you know, Joshie. I think you want me here for the time being. He was looking for a yes or no answer for me, but I was smiling, and that night I do reverse it. God just said, what make you think that? Because right now, what you're trying to look for is that you're trying to figure out where this girl head is. Does she want commitment? Or does she want to be in this world enjoying her life that I met her doing it? This is why I'm telling you, girlies, you got to be very emotionally intelligent. Start reading books. All right? Now for the bonus. You always know you are the chaser when it comes to a man, and he is not chasing you when you keep asking him his opinion on your life. When you do that, men know off the back you're looking for validation. And he knows that the ultimate end game for you is that this relationship is going to validate you and you'll never get it. Because he doesn't want to be the one that is in control of that aspect of your life. Because when he want to back off and he want to do his man thing, because all men need space. I want y'all to know that. All men need space. So when he wants to have space, he knows he can't, because he is the validator for you. Now, it's a difference when you're asking a man for advice. But when you always keep asking him his opinion on what you should wear, or what career path you should go, what you should do today, what you should eat, I don't ask men those things. I don't even ask you how you think I should do my hair. Like, sweetie, even if you give me money for it, I'm not asking you your opinion right now. Because you have not graduated to that tail. If you want his opinion on all the decisions that you make, you are the chaser. Men should be asking you, because this is a sign to know when a man really rates you. When he asks you opinions about certain decisions that he makes, when you start to do that, you are becoming masculine and you are the chaser. Men know when in themselves, women that have lives outside of them are rare. Now, on the private Discord channel, girlies, that will be coming soon, there's going to be a series named The Distinction. I'm putting all a lot of work and effort into these things for you all to get y'all educated, so y'all can't be coming to me telling me that y'all still fumbling with these men that don't give a shit about you. At this point, we supposed to then graduate from that. I got men that busy running probably 10 to 13 Airbnbs, and I don't even play that with them. You don't message me, I don't message you, and they still turn around. These men all come back. They all come back because what you have to make it known is you got to stay busy and mean to these men. You hear me? Stay busy and stay mean and stay trill. They are the type of woman that gives them the energy boost and the adrenaline rush that they need. The basic girls are the ones that are always looking for him to settle down. No, baby, you can chase me like Tom chased Jerry until I'm ready to give you the cheese. Girlies, thank you for coming to another. Thank you for coming and tuning into another episode on the Level Up with Joshia podcast. Don't forget your discount code, girlies. Go and get the book. Pass me the book. I'm going to post some reviews from the book. But girlies, if you're really serious about this, y'all don't be serious, you know. I know there are girls out there that are really serious, and I know the ones that are. Many of you girlies, them already don't know what y'all dealing with. You have to get serious at one point or some point in your life. If I didn't get serious about my life when it came to these men a few years ago, y'all would not have passed me the vodka. Y'all wouldn't have this podcast. Y'all wouldn't have 23 going on 2020. You wouldn't have passed me the wine. You wouldn't have TikTok. I wouldn't have made the newspaper. I wouldn't have been a best-selling author on Amazon. And I definitely wouldn't have been a podcaster number one in certain countries. Girlies, if I did not get serious about my life, I still would have been a bum bitch. And when I mean a bum money-wise, because I always was on a money run, but I still would have been a bum mentally. I still would have been down. I still would have been a clown. Imagine me still a clown. That means so many women out there would have not gotten the information that I'm giving out now. If you're serious about life, you're going to sit down. Let me tell you something, girlies. And I know this is fair and off topic, right? But let me tell you something, girlies. When I was really getting serious about my journey 3 years ago, and I'm going to post a progress video on TikTok for y'all to show y'all how far I come in this journey. My hair growing all. My skin looking better. My ass getting fatter and this waist snatched. But I want y'all to know something. Y'all know how much books I read? I read over 150 books in the space of 2 years because I wanted to get serious about my life. You have to be serious about your life, girlies. If y'all ain't serious and you don't use the resources, you're not going to get anywhere. I could preach to you all I can. But in order for you to get serious about life, you got to change some things. Get at it, girlies. Y'all got about 90 days left in this year, I think. I think it's like 90 or 100 and some days left in this year. It is time to get serious about life. The resources are there for you. Even if you're not ready to read 100 pages, and I was reading books, but at 300, 400 pages at a time. The 48 Laws of Power was a long-ass book. I don't even know how much pages that had, but I was reading it. If you can't sit down and read 100 pages to get free game, would take me 3 years, a cut ass. 3 years, a cut ass, because when I was in that world, I feel like I was getting my ass cut every day with these men. You learning it in 2 days. Some girlies reading this book in 1 day, and their perspectives are changing. If you serious about life, girlies, start using the resources. Listen to the podcast. Even if you don't go buy the book, listen to the podcast, watch the TikTok videos. This is free game that people charge y'all hundreds and thousands of dollars for. So let's get at it. I got one more episode to post for y'all tomorrow so I can catch up with my 3-week hiatus that I took, right, girlies? And remember, I have an announcement in the next 2 to 3 weeks for y'all. So let's get at it. Love y'all. Bye. Girlies, if you stayed through the whole episode, I have a gift just for you. I have a coupon code. If you purchase the book, Pass Me the Vodka, the digital copy, using the code VODKATINGS, that's VODKATINGS. Once you use this promo code whilst purchasing your digital copy of Pass Me the Vodka, you get any of my other ebooks on my site for free. Check it out, girlies. Bye.